Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal joins me for The Beacon. That's a bit of The Beacon newspaper every Sunday morning, and you can pick up your free copy at over 1,500 locations. You probably know where you can pick one up and just don't realize it. You walk in, you see it. It's that Beacon newspaper, that free publication. You can pick it up, walk out of the store. You're not going to get arrested because it doesn't cost you anything. Stuart, good morning.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good. This month, tell me what we got.
Some interesting health stories. Mm. Now, our lead story, which I actually even talk about in my column this month, has to do with how simple it is to perform CPR now and to possibly save the life of someone who's gone into cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unacceptably low number of people survive this. If it happens in public, there are plenty of people around, almost anybody of whom could help keep them alive until help arrives.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always. Mm-hmm. You can't always save a person's life. But cardiac arrest is when the heart completely stops beating. It's not a heart attack. It's like it's out. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what you need to do is keep the blood flowing until help comes. So you call 911 and you start performing chest compressions. You don't have to worry about the breathing. You don't have to worry about checking the throat. It used to be this multi-step, complicated process, and people were concerned about their legal liabilities, but they still are concerned about it. But most states have Good Samaritan laws that protect you from this kind of thing.
Right.
So they did some studies, and they said, you know, how many people are dying from this and how many could be saved? Fewer than 6% of people who suffer from it in their homes or in other non-hospital places survive, and only 25% actually survive in hospitals, believe it or not. So
wow.
It's a scary thing.
Yes.
If you see a defibrillator, one of these AED devices, you can use it if it calls for it, but that device will tell you whether it's called for in this particular situation. They're very automated now. Mm. You touch it onto the, and you put them on the person's chest, and then you press a button, and it tells you whether you should or shouldn't shock them. Anyway, we had it in our office. We had a CPR training. It was very quick and easy. I encourage everybody to do it because one of the studies found that, for example, in King County, Washington, where they really had an education campaign to teach all of their residents and police and everybody else, caregivers and whatnot, what to do.
Mm-hmm.
62% of people with a certain kind of shockable cardiac arrest will survive in that kind of, compared to 6% everywhere else. So
you
can really make a difference. Just step forward. Don't let the fear overwhelm you. Okay.
All right.
Another article we have is on supplements. There are more and more supplements out there, especially now for all the dementias that people are so afraid of.
Yes.
And these places, I mean, they claim that they'll cure Alzheimer's, and you know, it's ridiculous. Okay.
Yes.
There aren't even prescription drugs that will cure Alzheimer's. They're still researching that. They're trying to make progress, but they haven't. But these supplements that have these crazy names. That say they're going to, you know, save you from memory loss or dementia or other age-related problems, they're just completely false. So they should be better regulated, but Congress has never really regulated supplements or allowed the FDA to regulate supplements.
Mm-hmm.
There's been too strong of a lobby preventing Congress from supervising it. So,
but when someone makes false claims like that, they are subject.
They are supposed to be, yes.
Yes.
And they're supposed, if they're making any kind of health claims, they're supposed to say this claim has not been reviewed by the FDA, but oftentimes they don't.
Right.
And in fact, another study, which is really quite shocking, that said they checked the number of supplements, they found that a significant portion showed none of the ingredients listed on the label.
Really?
Not that there was not enough or there was too much, which is often also the case.
Right.
But in many of them, none of them were even there. I mean, it's just ridiculous what's going on. It's such a such a scam world. And there's so many out there, it's impossible for the FDA to really even supervise it at the moment. So that's something you just have to be careful yourself and be a careful shopper.
No doubt. Wow. You can read about that in the Beacon newspaper. Download a free copy or read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. And if you don't know where to go, you can call them at the following number, 301-949-9766. Again, that's 301-949-9766 for the Beacon newspaper. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric. Nice to be on your show.
Asbury Methodist Village. What does that say to you when you hear that word? Have you been to visit AMV, as we call it? Asbury Methodist Village is a continuing care retirement community located in Gaithersburg, Maryland, on over 100 acres of land. There are, I think it's something like 12 to 1,300 folks who live at Asbury Methodist Village in every stage of care, from consistent all-time care to independent living and everything in between. And I'm thrilled that I've got two wonderful guests who join me today from Asbury Methodist Village. One to talk about an open house coming up, and that's Nancy Rasavage. Nancy, you've been on the show before. Great to have you back.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
Sure. Tell us.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are. We're going to have an open house. It's going to be on September 10th. The hours, we've extended them. There's going to be 10 to 4. Normally, our open houses are 10 to 2, but we're going to have it from 10 to 4 just so that we can showcase the entire campus. We want people to not only see the 6 beautiful apartment buildings that we have, but our villas and our courtyard homes. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to be opening up our assisted living and our newly renovated Wilson Healthcare Center.
Oh, okay. Tell us about that.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you talk to Cindy Perez. Mm-hmm. She's in charge of our Wilson Healthcare Center and skilled nursing. So here's Cindy.
That's great. Thank you so much, Nancy, for joining us. Cindy, good to talk with you this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, before we go any deeper into what you have to share with us, some folks are just tuning in for a couple minutes on their way into Mass, and they'd love to know how to find out more about Asbury. So asburymethodist.org, I believe, is the correct address on the line. Is that right?
AsburyMethodistVillage.org.
Thank you for the correction. AsburyMethodistVillage.org if you want to get information on the open house coming up in September. So tell us about Wilson.
Wilson Healthcare Center is a nursing and rehab program that will help folks transition from the hospital back to their home environment after they've had perhaps a joint replacement, suffered a stroke, and they're really looking to get back to their normal life again. And Wilson Healthcare Center is a place to do that. We are experts at helping folks not only rehab to the point that they're able to succeed in their normal everyday lives, but even make gains beyond that.
Okay, great. And this isn't just for folks who live at Asbury. This is anyone outside the community who wants to find a good rehabilitation location that you guys offer that service.
Absolutely. Our nursing and rehab center, the Wilson Healthcare Center, is open to people that do not live on our campus.
Okay, great. To get in touch with you about that, suppose someone's listening, maybe they're not feeling great, and maybe they're under the weather, they're at home, they're thinking, hey, I need to have some additional assistance. Where would they reach you?
They can reach us on the phone at 301-216-4136. Mm-hmm. We do offer private tours and would love to speak with individuals about what their specific needs may be and what their goals are, so that way we can create a customizable plan to get them back and feeling well in the shortest amount of time possible.
Okay, so again, that number was 301-216-4136?
Exactly.
Okay, 301-216-4136. And you can speak with Cindy Perez at Wilson and get a customizable plan for you or your loved one. If you're facing a surgery coming up, perhaps you're getting a knee replaced or you've got a shoulder replacement coming or anything along those lines, and you want to have that extra level of care, good thing to talk to the folks at Asbury Methodist Village. You can contact Cindy Perez. Again, that number is 301-216-4136. Nancy Rasavage and Cindy Perez have joined me today from Asbury Methodist Village. Go to asburymethodistvillage.org to get more of the details on the open house. Wonderful event. By the way, I've been to many of the open houses that Asbury does. It is always a nice spread of food. A pleasant people to meet with and discuss with and find out about floor plans. You know, in my right sizing guide where I list you out, what are the things to consider? You need to decide what it is you really need in space. How much space are you really using in the home that you're in? And one of the reasons I encourage people to transition into Asbury Methodist Village, for instance, is you're oftentimes heating and cooling, paying taxes on space you're never using anymore. We have all these what-ifs. What if the kids come home to visit? What if we need it that keep us? Oftentimes, it's just the stuff that encumbers us on the inside of our houses. We don't know how to get rid of that stuff. You can download a free copy of the Right Sizing Guide at ericstewartgroup.com. And that'll help you think through the process while you also visit Asbury Methodist Village at their open house. Go to asburymethodistvillage.org for more information on that. Cindy, Nancy, it was a pleasure to speak with you both today. Nancy, by the way, speaking of the open house for just another quick second, you've got that coming up. What day was that again?
September 10th from 10 to 4.
Okay, wonderful. September 10th from 10 to 4 at Asbury Methodist Village. If someone wanted to register for that, could they call you to do that?
Absolutely. And I can be reached at 301-216-4110.
Again, that number one more time?
Sure. 301-216-4110.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Sure. Lots more to come on The Eric Stewart Show. Stay with us.